For all the people who want to make good things happen. For the experts determined to help others. For the ones who want to be a part of something bigger. There's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha!
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, hey, girls, let the good times roll. Cedar
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into Dozer Park here in Peoria, Illinois. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs getting ready to go for Game 5 of a six-game series here on the road in Peoria. I'm Thomas Breach, so glad to have you with us here today. Cedar Rapids yesterday had their five-game losing streak snapped here by the Peoria Chiefs. The Colonels right fielder Kyler Fedko went 2-for-4 with two runs scored and a solo home run in his high A debut, but the Colonels fell 5-4 at the hands of Peoria last night. Fedko, Jefferson Morales, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. each had two-hit games on the evening for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels led 3-0 through 2.5 before Peoria plated four runs on two hits and three Colonels errors in the home half of the third inning. Peoria would add one more in the fourth. The Colonels able to just get one more run on the Fedko home run in the seventh. That ended up turning this ball game, or that ball game last night, into a 5-4 final. The Peoria Chiefs taking that one and snapping their own losing skid. They had lost 9 straight games going into yesterday's ball game. You figured that had to break at some point, and it came against the Colonels yesterday. A good pitching matchup between Cade Povich and Michael McGreevy. The numbers ended up not being as good as advertised for the two. Povich struggled to find feel for his secondary stuff yesterday, and McGreevy struggled a little bit with contact in that ball game last night. Today we'll have an equally exciting pitching matchup. Sawyer Gibson Long taking the ball for Cedar Rapids. He's 1-1 with a 2.01 ERA, and he will face a right-hander who has been simply phenomenal this season. That being Gordon Graceffo. Graceffo, the standout right-hander for Peoria, 2-1 this season with a 1.07 ERA. Graceffo over 33 2/3 innings, 46 strikeouts, just 2 walks issued. He's allowed just 17 hits, holding opponents to a 148 batting average against. Graceffo has been simply fantastic, and he's been powering that fastball past hitters, who mix in a couple of good breaking balls as well to go with a very solid changeup. It will be a big task for the Colonels to try and find some consistency today against a very good right-hander in Gordon Graceffo. One of those Colonels players who was very consistent down in Fort Myers and stayed hot with a 2-for-4 showing in his debut, that's Kyler Fedko. He joins us next right here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. Kyler Fedko when we come back.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonels Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by the newest Cedar Rapids Colonel, outfielder Kyler Fedko, on a gorgeous day here at Dozer Park. Thanks so much for joining us here today. How are we doing?
Absolutely. I'm doing really good. Another day, sunshine, so can't really complain here.
Kyler, it was a fun debut for you yesterday, a single in your first at-bat, a home run, a couple ABs later. How good were you feeling at the plate yesterday?
Really good, really comfortable. It was really nice coming over from Fort Myers, getting a lot of at-bats. So, I mean, I've got like a little foot in the door for this season coming from Fort Myers, so it was really comfortable.
Talk to me a little bit about that promotion and what that process was like for you. When did you get the call?
It was really special. Felt really, really humbling to get that, finally get that call. But it came after a game, I want to say 3 nights ago. Brian called me in his office. It was like 11 o'clock at night. No one was there. He's like, Kyler, you're going up to Cedar Rapids. Congrats. Kind of straightforward, but it was like 11 at night, so it was kind of out of nowhere.
What were your emotions like? I know that last year you were in Fort Myers a whole season after being drafted in the 12th round. A little bit of taste of a new league now here, too.
Heck yeah. More of my speed, Midwest. I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh, so it's kind of like more of my scene, but just really, really happy to be here.
In that debut last night, you play right field, you get four ABs for the Colonels. Walk me through that at bat, that first at bat, digging in, getting settled in here in a new league.
It was just very comfortable. Nothing's really changed, same game. Beautiful stadium, beautiful team. I mean, it was just very comfortable would be the word I would put to it.
And then that home run in the, I think it was the seventh inning for Cedar Rapids, cutting it to a one-run game. What'd you see on that pitch?
Fastball. See it and rip it, and that's all, really.
Talk to us a little bit about your approach at the plate. You're a batting title from the Big East. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the hit tool pretty good coming in here and having a great start down in Fort Myers. Who are you as a player when you step into the box?
Really, when I play, I kind of just try to zone out, kind of clear my head. I really don't think about too much on the baseball field. Kind of just preparation got me here, trust preparation, and really just kind of space out and just go have fun and play the game.
It's kind of a unique opportunity for you here with the Colonels as well. Mm-hmm. Anthony Prado was your teammate when you were a freshman at UConn.
Yeah.
Pat Winkle is on the IL right now, but sure to be coming back here anytime soon for the Colonels. So three UConn Huskies on this team. What's that like, having that familiarity with the guys?
Heck yeah. Familiar faces are always good to see, especially around a new team. So going back to last year at Fort Myers, I've actually played with a lot of these guys who are on this team now. So jumping in here, it was almost like nothing changed from Fort Myers. I mean, I basically know the whole team. So that was really a blessing that I got to play in Fort Myers last year after being drafted, because I really have played with all these guys. So it was kind of like nothing new. And to have Prado and Winkle here, I mean, that's just even more familiarity. So
it was a great start for you in Fort Myers, hitting well over 300 in OPS of 888 before getting the promotion here to Cedar Rapids. What was working for you at the plate here in the first month of the season?
Like I said, just trusting preparation would really be it. I mean, not trying to force anything, not trying to do too much, and really just having fun. I mean, I like to just not think about too much, kind of just like a chill, mellow guy, and that's how I really like to play, and it's just the results were shown.
All right, Kyler, this question might be a little bit counterintuitive. Yep. For you here. Moving up to this level in high A, I know you said you try not to think about too much, mm-hmm. but what are the pieces that you are looking to develop here as you keep climbing the ranks?
Just keep swinging it. Good at play that you can just keep hitting, so mine's really just on just keep swinging the bat. I mean, obviously not trying to look into it too much, like I said, but just keep swinging the bat.
Well, Kyler, thank you so much for your time here today. Congrats again on a great debut last night, and good luck to you tonight against Peoria.
Heck yeah, appreciate it much.
They're back.
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year, we are bringing back French fries. Now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping. Colonels fans, make sure to stop at our Hot Corner Grill this season. Located right in front of the main entrance along the third base line, the Hot Corner Grill features fan favorites like the grilled ribeye sandwich and all-beef foot-long hot dog, along with brand new additions such as a jumbo kielbasa sausage and grilled pork tenderloin sandwich. We offer many gluten-free meat options, along with the gluten-free buns located only in this stand. That's the Hot Corner Grill, right down the third base line at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast, deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes! Deep it goes! Grand Slam Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY, you can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tolbert! He's done it! He has done it! Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show. It's time to take a look at your Colonels lineup cards here today as the Cedar Rapids Colonels get ready to go in Game 5 against the Peoria Chiefs. First off, for Peoria, they will lead off with Mason Wynn at short. Mike Antico is in center with Aaron Antonini batting third behind the plate. LJ Jones, DH, is hitting cleanup with Matt Chamberlain in right and Francisco Hernandez at second. Mac Chambers will bat seventh at third base with Thomas Francisco at first and Tommy Ju in left, rounding out that starting nine. Again, for Peoria, Wynn, Antico, Antonini, Jones, Chamberlain, Hernandez, Chambers, Francisco, and Ju. For the Colonels, Anthony Prado leads off at second with Christian Encarnacion Strand at third. Aaron Sabato hits third today at first with Jair Camargo cleaning up behind the plate. Wander Javier is at short, hitting fifth with Kyler Fedko in left. Alaric Soleri will DH in the seventh spot with Willie Joe Gary Jr. in right. Will Holland rounds out the starting nine for Cedar Rapids in center. Once again for the Colonels, Prado, Encarnacion Strand, Sabato, Camargo, Javier, Fedko, Soleri, Gary Jr., and Holland for the Colonels 1 through 9. Sawyer Gibson Long gets the ball today for Cedar Rapids. He'll be dueling the right-hander Gordon Graceffo from the Peoria Chiefs. A great pitching matchup. Should be a very fun Game 5 of the series. With the win, the Colonels would earn a series win and have a chance to take 5 of 6 tomorrow with a 1:35 p.m. start. But first, Game 5, and before Game 5, Sean Schlechter joining us in just a bit right here on the Colonels Leadoff Show.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon here at Dozer Park. We're joined by Colonels hitting coach Sean Schlechter. Sean, thanks for joining us today. How are we doing?
Thanks for having me on, Thomas. Doing well.
Sean, it's been a really fun week for the hitting side of things for Cedar Rapids. Two double-digit run out bursts. You've had four home runs in a game. The Colonels just keep on hitting. Sean, what's working for the bats this week?
Yeah, I think obviously just executing our swings in the box. These guys work hard in the cages and prepare pretty well, and so they're in the box confidently, taking those swings and getting them off on pitches that they're hunting, and so just them mainly taking advantage of all the work that they've done and put in and putting it out there when the lights shine.
The lights have shined, and so has the sun here this week. It's been pretty hot in Peoria. We've had our two hottest game times of the season. Actually, I think the three hottest game times, the three first pitches above 90 degrees. How do you think the guys have responded just to the warm weather?
Yeah, I think obviously it's easier to move the body, and I think that helps guys with their confidence. That they're feeling better, their bodies are feeling better, they're looser, and this is the weather that baseball is supposed to be played in, and this is what these guys are used to. So I think it brings them back into their comfort zones a little bit as well, knowing that they don't have to battle such severe weather. So yeah, I think obviously the guys are just more comfortable and confident with it warming up here.
Sean, a couple of hitters who have been really warming up come from your catching committee. We'll start with Jefferson Morales, who celebrated his 23rd birthday yesterday with a multi-hit game. He's had a lot of those here in the month of May, batting just about 370 here in the month. He's raised his average all the way to north of 250. Some things that you've seen from Jefferson here in the past month.
Yeah, I think the first thing is he's moving the ball forward more. We're seeing more contact, and he's always been a guy that hits line drives and makes a ton of contact, and And so as we see him getting more and more at-bats and more comfortable, you know, we're starting to see the traditional Jefferson Morales and seeing him hit line drives all over the field.
When Morales is at his best, you know, you mentioned spraying line drives everywhere. How much of a difference maker is he in the lineup?
Yeah, I think he's been hitting in the two hole for us all week, and I think that gives guys like Strand and Sabato, a little bit of a breather, knowing that they have that bat in front of them to be a tough AB and a challenge to kind of wear out the pitcher. And a guy like that in your lineup, it's fun because you know he's going to go into the box and give you a great battle or a great at bat. So he really is a difference maker in that sense, and it's shown this week.
Sean, another player who's been really good here in the month of May for the Colonels is another catcher, Jair Camargo. He's sent a couple of balls into the atmosphere this week, really showing off his power as well as hitting for average, currently on a 9-game hitting streak for Cedar Rapids. What are some things that you've seen from Jair at the plate?
Yeah, Jair's got some pretty fun juice to watch, and if you get to watch him take BP, it's a pretty professional approach, and it's fun to watch when he actually lets it loose too. So we saw that on display earlier this week, and continue to see it as he continues to get comfortable in the box as well. The biggest thing that he's adjusted is just hunting pitches that he knows he can hit. We saw some expansion of the strike zone, especially last year and a little bit early on here. But we're seeing him hunt better pitches and even more so making more contact inside the strike zone. So he's hitting the ball more often and taking pitches that he should be taking. And on the flip side of that, we're seeing him impact the baseball pretty well.
Sean, one more player I want to touch on as well. Here is Wander Javier for Cedar Rapids. A couple nights ago, he went 3-for-5 with 5 runs driven in. He homered twice, quietly had a 15-game on-base streak up until yesterday when he went 0-for-4. Sean, from a development standpoint, what have you seen from Wander here this season in terms of growth?
Yeah, for Wander, it's just being more aggressive early in ABs. One of the things that we noticed was he got to 2 strike counts fairly often. And so I think our idea of him creating success was making sure that he took advantage of pitches early in counts and driving baseballs. And when he gets to 2 strikes, making sure that he doesn't expand outside of that same approach. And I think the biggest thing for him was being comfortable on the box with his swing, but also with knowing that he can impact the game with one swing. And I think that's created some confidence for him and the ability for him to create some aggression when he's in the box as well.
Speaking of guys who are aggressive in the box, Kyler Fedko joining Cedar Rapids here. 2 nights ago, he was promoted to the Colonels. He made his debut yesterday with a couple of hits, including a solo home run. Sean, you saw a lot of Kyler in spring training this past year. What should fans expect to see out of the newest addition to the lineup?
Yeah, Kyler's a great addition and well-deserved promotion here, as you saw and as you can see in his numbers down in Fort Myers. He was a pretty consistent bat for them, and we're excited to have him and making his debut last night. There was no slowing down. He stepped in the box, hit a laser to right field, and then got to see him leave the ballpark later in the game. And so it shows that he deserves to be here. And I think we should all expect that to consistently happen, because he's a talented player and he's got a bat to ball skill. And again, last night he showed us that he has some pop in his bat as well. So,
Sean, talk to me a little bit about Fedko's hit tool. I know the bat has been a big piece of his career as a collegiate player. He won the batting title in the Big East and, of course, hitting well here. What do you see from his hit tool?
Yeah, he's got a short, simple swing. There's not a lot of moving parts to it. So I think he simplifies everything to to try to make as much contact and cover as much of the strike zone as he possibly can. And as he continues to develop physically and mindset, getting comfortable within his own approach and plan at the plate, I think we're going to see him take advantage of some mistakes and create some extra bases with his swing as well. So it's fun to work with these guys that are profile like him that can cover the strike zone quite a bit. And he has some physicality, and as he continues to get stronger, I think we're going to see him create extra bases and maximize the value of his swing.
Sean, I got one last one for you here today. Yesterday it was a great starter in Michael McGreevy that the Colonels faced. Today it's another very good right-hander in Gordon Graceffo. What's the report on him, and what are the Colonels going to be doing to try and knock him out of the game?
Graceffo's obviously had a great year, He's going to be a tough guy on the hill, and I think our approach is we know he's got a firm fastball in the mid 90s, and he's been up to 98, and he's got a couple depthy breaking balls, and has added a pretty good changeup this year to his arsenal, and so that's a pretty hefty mix right there. Our job as hitters is to simplify it and find as many mistakes as we possibly can, and I think that's our goal, is just going to the box knowing that we're gonna hunt the middle and hit strikes hard and continue to trust our ability and in order to get our swings off and execute our plan.
Well, Sean, thanks again so much for your time here today, and best of luck to you against Peoria here tonight.
Thanks for having me, Thomas.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels. Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Baby, fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Brian Dinkelman, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. A gorgeous night for baseball here in Peoria, Illinois. Your Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Peoria Chiefs in Game 5 of this six-game series. Right now, 88 degrees, gorgeous. It's mostly sunny, just a couple of clouds here and there across the sky. Let's meet the starting lineup for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here tonight. Anthony Prado leads off at second with Christian Encarnacio and Strand at third. Aaron Sabato hits third at first base today with Jair Camargo behind the plate. Wander Javier at short and Kyler Fedko in left, rounding out the middle of the order. 7, 8, and 9 will go Alex Soleri DHing, Willie Joe Gary Jr. in right, and Will Holland in center. The Colonels will face a right-hander on the mound here for the Peoria Chiefs, that beating Gordon Graceffo, 2-1 this year with a 1.07 ERA. Out of Villanova, Graceffo, 6'4", 215 pounds. This season, he has been absolutely masterful, allowing no more than one earned run in 5 of 6 outings. The most earned runs that he's allowed this season, just 2. That was in his last outing, a loss that he took in South Bend. 6 innings of 2-run ball, 8 strikeouts, no walks, and 5 hits. All in all, a 1.07 ERA for Graceffo. 33 2/3 innings, 46 strikeouts, just 17 hits and 2 walks allowed by the right-hander. Among qualified pitchers, his 0.56 whip leads all of professional baseball. Graceffo and the Chiefs in their Armed Forces Night jerseys, stars and stripes along their torsos with white numbering and lettering. Lots of white stars across the blue torsos of those jerseys with red sleeves, the white pants, the black caps with the red bills. Cedar Rapids, the red tops, gold numbering and lettering, gray pants, and the navy blue caps. Play ball sign is given by Justin Juska. Kevin Levine, the first base umpire today. Gordon Graceffo kicks and goes, and the first pitch misses inside 1-0 here on Anthony Prado. Gordon Graceffo this season, that 1.07 earned run average. He's gone 6 innings in 3 of his 6 starts this season. Worked 5 innings of scoreless baseball against the Colonels back on April 21st, taking a no decision. Striking out 9, he walked 1 and allowed 3 hits in that outing. Finds the inside corner here on Prado, now the 1-1. Anthony fouls this away, now 1 ball and 2 strikes from the right-hander Gordon Graceffo. Prado, Encarnacio, and Strand, and Sabato. No Morales in the lineup today as he'll get the day off after catching yesterday's ball game and playing in 4 straight. 1-2, Prado fouls it back. We'll go again here at 1 ball and 2 strikes from Gordon Graceffo. Graceffo was a 5th-round pick of the Cardinals in the 2021 amateur draft. 1 ball and 2 strikes here to Prado. Wave and a miss. Down goes Anthony chasing the curveball for out number 1. Graceffo picking up that first strikeout of the day on the first batter that he faces. And now Christian Encarnacio and Strand. Encarnacio and Strand hitting 362 on the year. An OPS 1 point above 1,000. 6 doubles, 2 triples, 5 long balls. He's driven in 29 this year. First offering fouled away. Travel out of play to the right side. Defensively today for Peoria, in the outfield left to right, Jew, Antico, and Chamberlain. Chambers is at third, Francisco at first. Wynn and Hernandez up the middle at short in second. Aaron Antonini doing the catching today for Graceffo. The 0-1. Called strike 2 at the knees. And comeback fastball there from the right-hander Graceffo. Quickly has Encarnacion Strand down 0-2. Graceffo rocks and goes. Reached down on it, tapped over the mound. Here's a play for Hernandez. He'll glove and fire on the run, pulling the first baseman Francisco off the bag, but he's able to lunge towards Encarnacion Strand and apply the tag for out number 2. Francisco ends up in a heap on the ground at first base. A little bit slow to get up, but Graceffo and Hernandez come over, make sure he's all right. 4-3 on that ground out off the bat of Encarnacio and Strand. And with 2 quickly retired for Graceffo, here is Aaron Sabato. Sawyer Gibson Long on the other end for the Colonels today. First offering to Sabato is fouled back into a sweep to our right. Count goes to 0-1 here on the big man, Aaron Sabato. The Twins' first-round pick back in 2020. 0-1 here from Graceffo. Called strike two at the knees. Sabato struggling this season out of the gates, a 165 average, 627 OPS, three doubles, four home runs. 0-2. Sabato checks his swing. They check down to first, and he did not offer on that Graceffo slider. Graceffo this year has allowed more than three hits in just one of his five starts. That was that last down against South Bend. One ball and two strikes from Graceffo to Sabato. Wave and a miss. Graceffo goes three up, three down here in the first, striking out a pair. We'll be back with the starting nine for Peoria. Cedar Rapids and the Chiefs scoreless through half of one.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that's the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Hey fans, this is Sawyer Gibson Long, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Sawyer Gibson Long gets the ball today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The starting nine for Peoria that the Chiefs will trot out against him leads off with Mason Wynn at short. Mike Antico in center field with Aaron Antonini behind the plate. LJ Jones cleans up DHing today with Matt Chamberlain in right and Francisco Hernandez at second. Mac Chambers is at third. Thomas Francisco at first. And Tommy Ju in left. Round out that starting nine for Peoria. Sawyer Gibson Long on the mound for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here today. 1-1 with a 2.01 earned run average. The 6'4", 225-pound right-hander. Gibson Long manages the walks very well. Just three walks issued in 22 and a third innings of work. 26 strikeouts for the right-hander. His first offering is a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Gibson Long goes fastball, slider, changeup. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Right-hander ready here on Mason Wynn. Kicks and fires. Missing high now, one ball and a strike. Gibson Long was dominant in his fifth start of the season back on May 8th against Quad City. He worked 5 1/3 scoreless innings, a three-hit baseball, striking out six and walking none. Good slider over for strike two here on Wynn. Gibson Long retired 15 of the last 16 men that he faced. 51 strikes on 80 pitches. Here's the 1-2 to Wynn. Laced foul. That will keep the count here at 1-2. We're on the right-hander, Sawyer Gibson Long. Mason Wynn hitting .344 on the season. He struggled in the series, just 1-11. One ball and two strikes. Slider yanked down the left field line and fair just by about a couple of inches. Wynn around first. He's headed to second, and he'll be in standing up with a leadoff double. First base runner of the ball game comes courtesy of a Mason Wynn double, his sixth of the season. Now Gibson Long will have to work from the stretch against Mike Antico. Gibson Long has been very, very good with runners on base this season. This season, hitters are 5-32 off of Gibson Long when he comes from the stretch. That's a 156 average. 338 OPS, no extra base hits allowed by Gibson Long when he works from the stretch. First offering here to Antico. Just missed the outside corner. Not by much, though. They're on a fastball. Sawyer has had some trouble in the first inning this year. Six hits allowed, now seven with that double off the bat of Wynn. 1-0 here from the right-hander Gibson Long. Downstairs on a slider, now 2-0. Antico, 1-for-3 lifetime off of Gibson Long. Mason Wynn now 2-for-4 off of Sawyer. Top of the order, very good for Peoria. Wynn, Antico, Antonini. Very tough to pitch around. Antico has struggled lately, though. Big wave and a miss. Well behind a fastball now, 1-2. Antico hitting 1 for his last 17. That's an 0.59 average. Gibson Long hoping to work back into the count here against Antico. Wynn off of second. So Long rocks and goes. Wynn taking off for third. The pitch is a strike. Throw down to third base is not in time. Encarnacion Strand kept the tag on, but Wynn keeps his foot on the bag. 2-2 the count now here on Antico, but that possible first run of the ball game now 90 feet from scoring. Two balls and two strikes from Gibson Long here to Antico. The infield coming in here for Cedar Rapids, knowing that this will likely be a good pitcher's battle today. The 2-2. Sit down. He gets Antico on the changeup in the dirt. Camargo applying the tag on the backside of Antico for out number one. Big punch out there for Sawyer, and now Aaron Antonini will bat. Tied for the most RBI on the team. Antonini with 14 runs driven in this year. Colonel's infield will stay in. He just sat with that defensive alignment in just a second. Gibson Long from the stretch. Bounce towards second, picked up by Prado. Here comes Wynn, the throw home. The tag by Jair is in time for out number two. A heads-up play by Prado, throwing a strike home to Jair Camargo, who quickly applied that tag on Mason Wynn. Wynn moving on contact. There's a big second out of the inning on that fielder's choice. 4-2 on the fielder's choice as a lean runner is eliminated. And with two down, Gibson Long will get to work against L.J. Jones. Right-hander Gibson Long ready to work. In the stretch, he'll kick and fire. Wave and a miss, good slider to start off L.J. Jones. Jones hitting 222 on the season, six doubles, six runs batted in, one home run as well for LJ. 0-1 here from Gibson Long. Missing low and outside, now 1-1. The outfield left to right for the Colonels, Fedko, Holland, and Gary Jr. And Encarnacio and Strand at third, Sabato at first. Javier and Prado are up the middle at short and second. Jair Camargo handling the right-hander Sawyer Gibson Long. 13 pitches in here for Sawyer. A one ball, one strike offering here to LJ Jones. Right-hander kicks and deals. Bounce towards third and foul. The count moves to 1-2. Here from Gibson Long to Jones. Aaron Antonini, the man on first for Peoria. One ball and two strikes here from Gibson Long. Wave and a foul into the stomach of Jair Camargo. Maybe the stomach. We'll see. Jair will have to bounce around a little bit. Those are always painful. Brian Dinkelman and Richard Salazar having a laugh down in the dugout here for Cedar Rapids as Jair adjusts himself. Count is 1-2. Camargo goes back into the squat. I think we're all right and ready to go now. Gibson Long tuning up the rubber. Two down here in the first. Antonini on first base. Reached on that fielder's choice. A good play by Prado to cut down Wynn at home. 1-2. Sit down. Gibson Long gets him on the slider, and there is out number three. We'll move along to the second. Camargo, Javier, and Fedko, 4-5 and 6 for the Colonels. No score through one complete.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Jair Camargo, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Jair Camargo, Wander Javier, and Kyler Fedko, the Colonels here in the top half of the second. Jair Camargo, the Colonels catcher today, digging into the batter's box. He's hitting 312 here on the season. 13 runs batted in, 4 doubles, 5 home runs. Camargo has been stellar at the plate for CR here in the month of May, hitting well over 300. Fouls away the first pitch he sees from Graceffo. Camargo is 13 for his last 39. It's a 333 average. Actually, a little bit under 333 in that span. No, it is 333. That's a third. I had to do my math a couple of times there in my head. 0-2. Camargo hits a chopper over the mound. It'll be a tough play on the run for Hernandez. A glove and sling on to first for at number one. Camargo chopping out there to shallow second base. And now Wander Javier will bat for Cedar Rapids. Javier had a very nice game back on Wednesday. 3-for-5. He homered twice and drove in 5. From Bonao in the Dominican Republic. 8 extra base hits this year for Cedar Rapids. Wander with 5 doubles and 3 home runs. He looks at ball 1 down and away. 1-0 here to Javier. Gordon Graceffo. Graceffo, a very fun pitcher to watch on the hill. He's got kind of a old-school type of windup. 1-0 misses high now, 2-0. Takes that big step back with the right foot before coming forward. So he starts with both his heels on the rubber, steps back with the left foot, quickly pivots back up into a turn, kind of tucks the glove up to his chest and then goes. Misses inside on Wander Javier. How often do you see Graceffo miss 3 straight pitches? He's up to 96 in that first inning. 3-0 here to Wander Javier. Wander looks at a fastball right down the pipe for strike one. Count goes to 3 balls and a strike here on Wander Javier with Kyler Fedko in the on-deck circle. Graceffo ready. He'll kick and deal. Big swing and a miss at a high fastball. Very quickly the count runs back to 3-2. Javier digging back in. Graceffo working from the full here on the payoff pitch. Inside ball 4. Graceffo doesn't walk many. He's walked just 2 hitters all season. There's his 3rd walk. It's issued to Wander Javier. Here with 1 down in the second, and Kyler Fedko will bat with a man on. Fedko yesterday in his Colonels debut went 2-for-4 with a single in his first at bat, then homered to left in the 7th. Petco from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania. It's kind of in the Pittsburgh area. Prepped at Vincentian Academy. Good crouch in the batter's box. The bat held over his right shoulder. He skies the first pitch out to deep right field. Ranging to the corner is Chamberlain, and he'll pull it in for out number two. Javier retreats to first as Petco gave that ball a ride out to deep right. Two down in the second, and now Alaric Soleri will bat. Alaric Soleri digging in for Cedar Rapids, the right-handed hitter from the University of Tennessee. It's four for his last 43. He's been finding it a bit at the plate. Two for 12 on the road trip. Three-run score, a homer, and two RBI. He checks his swing and fouls a first pitch straight back. 0-1 from Graceffo to Soleri. Wander Javier at first for Cedar Rapids. No balls and a strike from Graceffo here to Soleri. Strike two at the knees. And right back with a good fastball there. Graceffo has thrown 24 pitches, 18 strikes, 6 balls. Four of those 6 balls coming in the Javier at bat. No balls and 2 strikes. Graceffo with the glove at the belt. Looks over his shoulder at Javier. Not a big lead there for Wander. Long pause. Graceffo still waiting. And he'll step off prior to the 0-2. Maybe tempting Wander to start racing off of first. Or playing a game of chicken with Soler to try and get him to call time. The 0-2 right down the middle for strike 3. Gordon Graceffo works around the walk, and we'll be back in the home half of the second. No score between Cedar Rapids and Peoria. The Colonels get their first base runner on a walk issue to Javier. 5-6-7 for Peoria. No score here in the home half of two.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster, catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information. Get ready for an evening of enchantment with the Colonels on June 18th with Princess Night. Bring the kids to see their favorite princesses as they stroll through the concourse. Special meet and greet ticket packages with Little Princess Parties princesses are available in limited supplies, so be sure to get yours before the clock strikes midnight. Princess Night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is sure to be a ball on June 18th.
Matt Chamberlain, Francisco Hernandez, and Mac Chambers will bat here for the Peoria Chiefs in the home half of the second. No score here in Peoria as the Colonels play Chamberlain to pole. Chamberlain stepping in, a 228 hitter there on the season. Carries a 687 OPS. Strike one on the edge from Sawyer Gibson Long. Two stingy strike throwers on the mound here today in this evening's matchup between Gibson Long and Gordon Graceffo. There's ball one off the plate. Sawyer here to Matt Chamberlain. Count going to 1-1. Colonel's right-hander giving a nod to Camargo, who sets up outer half. Sawyer rocks and deals on the 1-1. Off the plate now, two balls and a strike here to Chamberlain. Gibson Long worked around a leadoff double and a steal of third by Mason Wynn. Two balls and a strike. Gibson Long ready. He'll kick and fire. This ball, a one hopper to short, picked up by Wander. His throw on to Sabato in time for out number one. 6-3 on that ground out. Off the bat of Matt Chamberlain, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Francisco Hernandez. Hernandez, 2-for-11 in the series. His average tapering off a bit to 254. One double on the year, three runs batted in for Hernandez. He scored seven runs this year as well. Gibson Long working from the full with the glove at the belt. He'll kick and fire. First pitch is a called strike, one at the knees. Good slider to start off the right-handed hitting Hernandez. Sawyer ready, here comes the 0-1. Fastball down and away now, one ball and a strike. Gibson Long has been very, very effective this year for the Colonels, one of their top starters. On a staff full of very good hurlers. The 1-1 slider off the plate now, 2-1. Gibson Long has worked at a 50% ground ball rate this season, 32% fly balls. Two balls and one strike from Gibson Long here to Francisco Hernandez. This ball lifted foul. Runs the count even at 2-2. Sawyer in his career against Peoria has made three starts, 20 strikeouts, three walks over 15 and a third. Time calling at home plate. And oh, actually strike that. It'll be a no pitch. Strike three. Francisco Hernandez taking too long to get back into the box. The 9-second mark was hit and Hernandez is out on a no pitch strikeout. So no pitch there for Gibson Long. He'll get a strikeout. Zach Chambers will step in. Hernandez took his time there between pitches. First offering grounded towards third off of a lunging try by Encarnacio Strand, and he will have no play. See if that scored a single or an error. It was hit right at Encarnacio Strand. He did have to go to the backhand, but he also didn't have to move laterally to get to that ball. We'll see if that scored as an error on Encarnacion Strand. If it is, it would be his third error of the last two games. And it is indeed an error on Christian Encarnacion Strand. Allows Chambers to reach. So man on first base now for Thomas Francisco. Gibson Long working from the stretch once again here for Cedar Rapids. First pitch is a slider at the knees for strike one. Francisco hitting 207, five doubles, one home run, 11 runs batted in. No balls and a strike. Here from the Colonels right-hander. Quick check over to first, back in time with a head first dive there is Chambers. Oh, and one. Here from the Cedar Rapids right-hander. Big lead over there at first for Mac Chambers. Gibson Long with a long pause. Now he'll go. Francisco fouls it away. Count goes to 0-2. Here from the right-hander. No balls, two strikes, two down, home half of two. Chambers with the big lead at first. Gibson Long ready on the 0-2. He'll kick and go. High and tight. Jair snaps the throw back to first. And Chambers back in with a head first dive. No tag applied by Sabato. One ball and two strikes. Here from Gibson Long. Ready here on the 1-2. Bounced over the mound. Here's Prado. The second baseman gloves and throws on to first. Sabato applying the tag in the back end for out number three. As that throw pulled Aaron a bit up the line. Gibson Long works around that error. 4-3 on the ground out to finish things off. We move along to the top half of the third. Gary Jr., Holland, and Prado. 8-9 in top in a scoreless ball game here for Cedar Rapids.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey fans, this is Joe Gary, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Willie Joe will lead us off here in the top half of the third inning. No score between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Gordon Graceffo kicks and goes. Shooting the outside corner for strike one here on Willie Joe Gary Jr. 8-9 in top for the Colonels here in the third. Gordon Graceffo kicks and goes. Willie Joe with a big swing and a miss, now 0-2. Graceffo attacking the strike zone. 27 pitches, 21 for strikes. 0-2 here from the big right-hander. Fouled back by Willie Joe. Keep the count here at no balls and two strikes. Eight, nine at top for the Colonels. Three players who have been pretty good at getting on base. Willie Joe has been swinging a hot stick lately. Two hits yesterday, both of them doubles. Leads the Colonels with seven doubles here in the season. 0-2. Missing outside now. 0-2. 1-2. Now 1-2. Here on Willie Joe. From Mississippi. Pascagoula, Mississippi. One ball and two strikes here from Graceffo. Off the plate now. 2-2. Willie Joe played in the Perfect Game World Championships with the East Coast Sox along with Twins 10th rounder Reggie Graves. Two balls and two strikes. Graceffo here to Willie Joe Gary Jr. Swing and a miss. He strikes out at a slider back footing him for out number one. Another punch out here for Graceffo. Graceffo has struck out four here today. Gibson Long with three punch outs on the other end for Cedar Rapids. Will Holland will bat here against Graceffo. Holland getting on base at a 360 clip. 238 hitter on the season. Looks at ball one downstairs. 1-0 here to Holland. Will with two doubles, a triple, and two home runs this season. One and oh. Down and away. Now 2-0 here to Will Holland. Will with four stolen bases, definitely a good threat to have on the base paths from a speed perspective. 2-0 now here from Graceffo. Strike one on the outside edge. Graceffo coming right back to hit that outside corner. After Holland, it will be Anthony Prado. Definitely would like to have Anthony hitting with a man on base. 2-1 here from Graceffo. Grounded up the middle, and Will Holland has a base hit. Cedar Rapids with their first hit of the ball game, coming here with one down in the third. Will Holland reaching on that one-out single, and here is Anthony Prado. Prado was 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Prado strikeout swinging to lead off the ball game. Graceffa will work with the man on first. Holland with very good speed. See if Dinkelman puts on a steal sign for Holland. Graceffa's face still in the sun, the rest of him under the shadows as the shadows creep across the infield here in Peoria. Ball one missing down and away to Prado on a breaking ball. 1-0. Holland being coached up by Jairo Rodriguez over there at first. 1-0 from Graceffa to Prado. Gordon gets the sign he wants, kicks and goes. Prado sends a ball out towards straightaway right. Chamberlain moving back. He'll get underneath and make the squeeze for out number two. Prado flies out to right field, and that'll bring up Christian Encarnacion Strand. Encarnacion Strand 0 for 1 with a ground out today.
Now batting the third base, number 43, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
An open stance here for Christian. That waved above the right shoulder. First offering here from Gordon Graceffa. Big dangerous right-handed bat. Instead, he'll check over to first. Holland back in with a head first dive. Encarnacion Strand, an imposing presence in the right-handed batter's box. First offering here from Graceffa. Encarnacion Strand sends this ball very high out to left. He might have gotten a bit too far underneath of it, though, as it'll be a towering fly out to left. Ju getting underneath and making the grab for out number three. A ball that was hit just a little bit too underneath of it for Encarnacion Strand. We move along to the third. Ju, Wynn, and Antico coming up for the Chiefs. It is scoreless here in the Colonels Baseball Network through 2.5.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
We move along to the home half of the third inning here on the Colonels Baseball Network. No score between Cedar Rapids and Peoria. Tommy Ju will lead things off here for the Peoria Chiefs. No score, each side with one hit. Colonels have the lone error of the ball game. Strike one from Gibson Long, starting off Ju on the inner half. Taking a peek around the Midwest League scoreboard here today, South Bend took care of Fort Wayne 11-7. Great Lakes up early, 7-1 on Lake County. Big swing and a miss there by Jew at a slider, now 0-2. West Michigan leads Beloit 2-1, home half of 6. 0-2 here from Gibson Long. Down and away, now 1-2 to Tommy Jew. Lansing leads Dayton 1-0 through 2. In the bottom of the second, Quad Cities leads Wisconsin 3-2. And no score here. 1-2 from Gibson Long. Just missed outside on Jim. Could not get that outside corner on the slider. Count runs even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson Long ready. He'll kick and go. Big swing and a miss this time. And a fastball up and in. Down goes Jew. For the first down to the third, Gibson Long now with 4 strikeouts. Through 2 1/3 innings of work, Mason Wynn will bat here against the Colonel's right-hander. Wynn doubled down the left field line. In his first at bat, was later thrown out at home after stealing 30. Tried to advance on a ground ball to second off the bat of Antonini. Sawyer starts him off with a slider on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 here from Sawyer Gibson Long. Ready, kicks and goes. Swing and a miss on an inner half changeup maybe there as the count runs to 0-2. Gibson Long at the ready, no balls, 2 strikes, and Wynn will call time prior to the pitch. Sawyer will throw the rubber back up. Jair setting up outer half, here comes the 0-2. Chopped foul. Wynn is a tough guy to strike out, very good bat to ball skills. Doubled down the left field line on a 2-strike pitch from Sawyer back in the first. 0-2 here from Gibson Long. Sit down. He got him on a slider. Big cut and a miss there on a slider, binding down and away. The second out of the third is recorded for Gibson Long. And now with 2 down, Mike Antico will step in. Gibson Long with 5 punch-outs here through 2 2/3. Gibson Long looking in here on Mike Antico. Colonel's righty rocks and deals. First pitch downstairs, 1-0. Really nice day for baseball here in the 80s. Dozier Park, nice little setting for baseball here in downtown Peoria. 1-0, bunt shown. Antico pulls back and takes a fastball up for ball two. So now 2 balls, no strikes. Sawyer, Gibson, Long. Jair Camargo sending out the signs. 2-0 on the way. Just misses the outside corner. Now 3-0. Gibson Long, I'm sure, thought he had that spot. Three balls, no strikes here with 2 down to Mike Antico. There's strike one. Shooting the inside corner on a fastball. 3 balls and a strike here from Sawyer Gibson Long. He's ready, now he kicks and goes. Bounce towards the right side, Prado gets a nice friendly hop. He'll flip on to Sabato for out number 3 as we move along to the 4th inning. Sawyer Gibson Long matching zeros with Graceffo through 3. No score, Sabato, Camargo, and Javier when we come back.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps. helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is first baseman Aaron Sabato, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Aaron Sabato will lead us off here in the top half of the fourth inning. No score here on the Colonels Baseball Network. For Cedar Rapids, no runs on a hit. One error and two men left aboard. For Peoria, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they have left two men on as well. Sabato, Camargo, and Javier for Cedar Rapids here in the fourth inning. Gordon Graceffo kicks and goes. The first offering is a strike in the outside corner here to Aaron Sabato. Sabato, Camargo, and Javier. Good power contingent here in the order for Cedar Rapids. This ball one off the plate from Graceffo. A look around the Major League Baseball scoreboard today. In Minnesota, up at Target Field, it's 1-0 Cleveland. Sabato swings through a slider there from Graceffo, now 1-2. Franmil Reyes with a RBI single to play Owen Miller for Cleveland today. 1-2 down and away. On a slide piece, they appeal down, and no, he did not go, says Kevin Levine. The count going to 2-2 here on Aaron Sabato. Sabato was ejected a couple of nights ago for the Colonels after his second at bat. 2-2 here from Graceffo. This ball grounded through the hole on the left side, and Aaron Sabato has a base hit. He'll take a turn at first and set up shop there with a leadoff single here in the inning. There's a good start for Cedar Rapids as Jair Camargo will bat with a man on first. Elsewhere around Major League Baseball, some final scores already. Cardinals defeated the Giants, shutting them out 4-0. Braves beat the Padres 6-5. The A's over the Angels 4-3. Tigers took care of the Orioles 3-0 today. Camargo takes a big hack and a miss at the first pitch. Top of 7 in Tampa, it's 1-1 between the Blue Jays and the Rays. The Marlins lead the Brewers 4-1 in the sixth. Pirates up 3-0 on the Reds, home half of 6. Camargo pokes this ball into the air, foul ground right side. Francisco over, and he'll squeeze it for out number one. Jair Camargo popping out there for the first out of the fourth. That'll bring up Wander Javier. Drew a walk in his first plate appearance. The Nationals are shutting out the Astros. Well, not anymore. The Astros just put up a run, now 4-1 at Washington. The Boston Red Sox lead the Rangers 6-1, top of 4. Mariners and the Mets just got underway. White Sox up 2-0 on the Yankees tonight. Wander swings and misses at a slider, 0-1. Cubs, D-backs, Royals, Rockies just got underway. No balls and a strike from Graceffo here to Wander Javier. Right-hander kicks and goes. Wander swings through another slider, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down here in the fourth with Fetko on deck. Sabato led off the inning with a single. 0-2. Another slider down and away. No bite by Wander. Antonini sprawling out to his right to reel in that pitch. One ball and two strikes from Gordon Graceffo here to Wander Javier. The right-hander with a breath. Looking over at Sabato. Now he goes. Wander bounces one to short. Glove by Wynn. He'll sling on to second for one. The relay on to first. What a double play. Turned there by Peoria. Very picturesque Wynn and Hernandez up the middle. Hernandez with a good throw after Wynn got that great turn to start it off. We'll move on to the home half of 4. Colonels have their leadoff single go for not. Stranding none as Sabato cut down on that double play. Antonini, Jones, and Chamberlain. Home half of 4 when we return.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Keep your hands warm and your cans cool with a can koozie, presented by Ann Roshar Realtor and Keller Williams Legacy Group, Cedar Rapids. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Friday, June 24th, and you will receive a free can koozie.
Aaron Antonini will step in to lead things off here in the home half of four. No score between the Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs. Both Gordon Graceffo and Sawyer Gibson Long have been equally dominant through three-plus innings of work. Gibson Long beginning his fourth frame as he shoots the outside corner with strike one here on Antonini. 0-1 from Gibson Long to the Peoria Chiefs catcher. Antonini bounced into a fielder's choice in his first time in the box. 0-1 here from Gibson Long. Waved on and fouled in and out of the mid of Camargo. Today for Graceffo, he's through four innings of two-hit ball, one walk and four Ks. Gibson Long has struck out five over three innings of one-hit ball. A soft tapper towards third. Loved on the run by Encarnacion stranded. He'll make a good throw out to first for out number one. Down goes the leadoff man Antonini here in the fourth. And L.J. Jones will bat for the Peoria Chiefs. Jones, the right-handed hitting designated hitter. Struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Sawyer Gibson Long here at the ready. One of the Colonels, he'll kick and fire. First offering to Jones is skied out towards left center. Racing over on it, Holland towards the alley. He'll make the grab for out number two. Pretty good wood on that one for Jones. A bit underneath of it, though. And now with two down, Matt Chamberlain will bat. Chamberlain grounded out to the left side in his first at-bat. Gibson Long with love, a quick, efficient inning here. 48 pitches through 3 2/3. Pitched into the sixth for his first time this season. In his last start, going 5 1/3. Bouncing ball over the mound and past Wander. That'll get into right center field for a base hit. Colonels had Chamberlain played to pull, and he did pull it just towards a spot where nobody was for the Colonels. So he'll reach with a two-out single, and now Francisco Hernandez will bat. For that bleeder, the second hit of the game allowed by Gibson Long. Hernandez 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Didn't get back in the box in time in his first at-bat with two strikes, so that goes as a punch-out. Strike one on the outside corner there. Gibson Long starting him off with a fastball. Matt Chamberlain off of first base here for Peoria. 0-1 on the way from Sawyer, Gibson Long. Long pause for Sawyer, then time is called. No balls, one strike. Here from the Cedar Rapids right-hander. Chamberlain with a short leadoff of first. Sabato holding him on. And here comes the 0-1. Well down and away, one ball and a strike. Kyler Fedko will lead things off for the Colonels in the top half of the fifth. Gibson Long ready here. One ball and one strike to Francisco Hernandez. Righty kicks and goes. Runner on first moving. Pitch misses outside. Throw down to second is a strike. Jair Camargo throws out Chamberlain. Why are you running on Jair? Throws out another base runner, and he's pretty pumped up about it. We'll move along to the top half of the fifth. Chamberlain caught stealing. 2-4 on that caught stealing. Fetco, Soleri, and Gary Jr. when we come back, top of five, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedko, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Kyler Fedko will lead us off here in the top half of the fifth inning. Cedar Rapids and Peoria are scoreless. As we move along here to the fifth, Sawyer Gibson Long and Gordon Graceffo battling each other through four scoreless innings of work. First offering here to Fedko, misses down and outside. Here from Graceffo, that was pitch number 50 for Graceffo here on the night. 35 strikes, Sawyer Gibson Long on the other end. 52 pitches, 36 strikes. 1-0 inside now, 2-0 on Kyler Fedko. Fedko carries a .326 average into today's ball game. Flew out in his first at bat here today, the 2-0. Swing and a miss by Fedko, now 2-1. 6'2", right-handed hitter. And 195 pounds. 12th round pick by the Twins in last year's draft. Two balls and a strike here to Fedko. Grounded towards left side. Picked up by Chambers. He'll throw across in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out. Kyler Fedko put away. And now Alaric Soleri, 0-1, called out on strikes. Soleri will dig in here for Cedar Rapids. Al is hitting 141. On the season, a .417 OPS. First home run of the season came here in this series. First offering on the way from Graceffo. This is popped down the right field line, slicing towards the line, and that's down for a base hit, and then it'll get past Chamberlain into the corner. Soleri around second, he's digging for three. Here comes a throw from Hernandez, it is way high, and it skips away. Soleri, though, will stay on the bag as it deflected. Did that hit out of play? It did. It hit out of play over the fence and then deflected back to third. So Soleri will be awarded home, and the Colonels take the lead on a little league home run. I'm assuming a triple, then a throwing error by Hernandez, who uncorked a missile. Soleri, again, we're assuming a triple, and then a throwing error by Hernandez. It's Al's first triple of the season. Here for Cedar Rapids, lifting it down that right field line, and then a throwing error by Francisco Hernandez allows him to score. Willie Joe Gary Jr. steps in here with the bases empty. One down and a run in for Cedar Rapids as there is ball one downstairs from Gordon Graceffo. Solari's first triple of the year. 1-0 here from Graceffo. Down and outside now 2-0. That'll work out for Solari. You lift that fly ball down the right field line. Chamberlain had trouble with it. Took a weird angle at it, but ball skipped past him, got into the corner. And Willie Joe looks at strike one at the knees. Two balls and a strike here from Gordon Graceffo. Boy, with the way that these two pitchers have worked, this kind of feels like that run might dictate the ball game. Of course, a lot of baseball left to be played. 2-1 cut on through now, 2-2 from Graceffo here to Gary Jr. Will Holland awaits on deck for Cedar Rapids. One down here in the fifth, two balls and two strikes on the way from Gordon Graceffo. Wave and a miss, down goes Willie Joe chasing a very good changeup. There's the second out of the fifth. To bring up Will Holland for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Graceffo with his fifth strikeout of the game. Through 4 2/3, Will Holland stepping in. He's got one of the three Colonels hits today. He and Sabato each with singles, and Solari with the triple. Graceffo racks and fires. First pitch misses just down here on Holland, 1-0. After Holland, it would be Anthony Prado. 1-0, big swing and a miss. Now one ball and a strike. It's been a good one so far. Great pitching between Gibson Long and Gordon Graceffo. 1-1, line back now, 1-2. Holland, the former Auburn shortstop. Been playing some center field here. The Twins see him as a guy who could be a very good defensive asset in center with his great arm. One ball and two strikes, Graceffo to Holland. This ball lined out towards right field, coming in on it, Chamberlain. He slides and pulls it in for out number three. A great play there by Chamberlain in right to rob Holland of a multi-hit game. We move along to the home half of the fifth. The Colonels lead 1-0 here over Peoria. A little league home run for Alaric Solari, giving Cedar Rapids the lead.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion. A standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car. You kill someone.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Solari, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Alaric Solari putting the Cedar Rapids Colonels on top here in the fifth with a little league home run, a triple, then a throwing error that allowed him to score on the play, giving the Colonels a 1-0 lead. Sawyer Gibson Long's first pitch here to Hernandez, a big swing and a miss. And a slider as the count goes to 0-1. Gibson Long has been awfully sharp here today. 53 pitches, 37 for strikes. 0-1 here from the right-hander. Fouled back now, 0-2. 54 pitches for Sawyer, 38 of them in the zone for strikes. Right-hander Gibson Long ready now here on the 0-2. Sit down. He puts away Hernandez with a fastball, a big cut and a miss. Therefore, out number one. Gibson Long with yet another punch out, his sixth here of the ball game. Six strikeouts for Gibson Long. He's yet to walk a batter, just two hits allowed. Been very, very good on the hill today for Cedar Rapids. 55 pitches in. Working very efficiently at that as well. Mac Chambers will step in, 0 for 1. He's reached on an error today as Gibson Long kicks and goes. First pitch fastball, didn't miss by much off the outside corner. 1-0. Here from Gibson Long to Chambers. Open stance for Mac. Switch hitter out of New Mexico. There's strike one on the edge. Chambers batting 221. Four doubles. Three home runs on the season. One ball and one strike. Gibson Long gives a nod. Now he kicks and goes. Outside on the changeup now, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away here in the fifth. Sawyer awaiting the sign that he wants from Jair. Now he'll go on the 2-1. Grounded towards second, a nice sliding stop there by Prado. He gets up and throws on to first for out number two. 4-3 on that ground out. Prado going to a knee to pick it up. It's two down here in the inning for Gibson Long, and now Thomas Francisco. 0-1 with a ground out. Bounce down to the right side of the infield in his first chance. Top of the order will be due up for Cedar Rapids in the sixth inning as they'll look to try and tack on some more runs against Gordon Graceffo. First offering from Sawyer just outside, 1-0 to Francisco. When Sawyer has missed today, it has not been by much, working at a 78% first pitch strike rate. 40 of his 59 pitches, now 41 of 60 have been strikes. The 1-0 lifted left side, and that'll travel out of play. One ball and one strike. Here from the Colonel's right-hander, Sawyer Gibson Long. Mark Moriarty heading down to the Cedar Rapids bullpen. Just in anticipation of somebody probably getting up at some point in the sixth. One ball, one strike here from Sawyer. Camargo sets up outside. Here is the 1-1. Flipped foul. Now Gibson Long has a count at 1-2. To Thomas Francisco, searching for his seventh strikeout of the day. One ball, two strikes here from Gibson Long. The right-hander kicks and deals. Sit down. Make it seven punch-outs for Sawyer Gibson Long. Striking out Francisco, swinging on another good fastball there. No chance for Francisco. To the sixth we go. 1-0 Colonels. Prado, Encarnacion, Strand, and Sabato when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dog pile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
We move along to the top half of the sixth here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Top of the order for Cedar Rapids, Prado, Encarnacion, Strand, and Sabato to face the right-hander Gordon Graceffo. First offering an excuse-me swing, checked up the first baseline, and that will roll foul for Prado. So and won the count on the Colonels' second baseman, Anthony Prado. Really nice night for baseball here in Peoria. We'll give you a look around the rest of the Midwest League. Here tonight, South Bend defeated Fort Wayne 11-7. Great Lakes leads Lake County 7-2 on the road. West Michigan at home tonight over Beloit right now in the ninth, 2-1. Prado bounces the 0-1 to third, backhanded by Chambers. He'll throw over to first in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out off the bat of Anthony Prado. Now Christian Encarnacion Strand, 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. Here tonight is Christian.
Now that the third baseman, number 43, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Dayton up 4-2 on Lansing through four. And in the bottom of the four, Quad Cities leads Wisconsin 6-2. The score the Colonels would like to see. It's ball one inside on Encarnacion Strand. If Wisconsin were to lose and the Colonels were to win, Cedar Rapids would extend their lead in the division to three games. 1-0 from Graceffo. Half swing for Encarnacion Strand, and indeed he did go. Count going to 1-1. Colonels won't see Wisconsin for another 2 weeks. 1-1 from Graceffo. Grounded towards short. Here's Wynn. He'll pick it up and throw over to first in time for out number two. Encarnacion Strand grounding out to short there for the second out of the sixth. And now Aaron Sabato. 1-2 today with a single and a strikeout. The Colonels have a 2-week homestand awaiting them when they return home on Sunday. Six with Lake County starting on Tuesday, and then six with Wisconsin after the Monday off day between those two series. Ball one down and away to Sabato. One ball and no strikes here from Graceffo. Right-hander gets a sign he wants from Antonini. Here comes the 1-0. Sabato takes ball two downstairs. 70 pitches for Graceffo, 48 for strikes. Gordon ready here, working from the full on the 2-0. Sabato looking at ball three downstairs. Graceffo has not walked two batters in a game yet this season. Looks like Derek Molina starting to warm for the Colonels down in the bullpen. 3-0, Graceffo to Sabato. Aaron rips the ball down the left field line, and this will roll all the way into the corner. Sabato around first. He's digging for two. Coming up and firing is Tommy Juice. Sabato is in feet first with a double. Two-out double for Aaron Sabato here in the sixth. His second hit of the game for Cedar Rapids, double number four. Jair Camargo will step in. Sabato here for the Colonels with his fourth multi-hit game of the season. Jair Camargo steps in now for the Colonels. Nine-game hitting streak coming into play here today. Potential big insurance run awaiting out there for Jair. Graceffo here from the stretch. He'll kick and go. First pitch breaking ball stays up 1-0 to Jair Camargo. Graceffo ready here on the 1-0. Sabato taking a lead off of first, and now Graceffo will step off. One ball and no strikes here to Jair Camargo. Yusefo ready. He'll kick and go. Now Jair scalds a ball out towards left, and it'll burn Jew. He came in, and he should have gone back. Sabato will turn it third and score. It's an RBI single for Jair Camargo, and Cedar Rapids leads 2-0 here over Peoria. Camargo with a shot there out to left, ripped off the bat. Sabato scoring. Camargo with RBI number 14. Sabato scoring for the 11th time this season. 115 miles an hour off the bat of Jair Camargo on that single. And now Patrick Anderson coming out to go chat with Grisefo here. Jair Camargo with a single off of Grisefo to plate Aaron Sabato. Jew didn't get a good read on that baseball. It was struck awfully hard off the bat of Camargo. So Anderson out there chatting with his entire infield. 2-0 Cedar Rapids here in the sixth. That base hit for Camargo extends his hit streak to 10 games. Meeting on the mound will be broken up here by Justin Juska. He goes out there to work on hurrying up this mound visit for Anderson. Anderson still lingering out there to chat with Grisefo. Juska breaking up the visit as well as Anderson will jog back towards the dugout. Camargo with the RBI single. Peoria will get a lefty up on the bullpen mound. I believe that's left-hander John Beller beginning to warm. Man on first for the Colonels is Jair Camargo. 2-0 Cedar Rapids. Wander Javier steps in here against Gordon Grisefo. Right-hander kicks and goes. Wander pops this up a mile high in the infield. Over on it is Mason Wynn, and he'll make the catch for out number three. Cedar Rapids gets another run, a double for Sabato with two down, then a single for Camargo. And it's 2-0 Colonels. Jew, Wynn, and Antico when we return. Home half of six, Derek Molina will take over for Cedar Rapids when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goes, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Derek Molina, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels will hand the ball off to Derek Molina here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The Colonels' right-hander Sawyer Gibson Long's day is done. Five innings of two-hit baseball, seven strikeouts, and no walks for Gibson Long. Tossing those five scoreless innings for Cedar Rapids here today. Jew steps in. The first offering from Derek Molina is at the knees for strike one. 91 on that fastball there from the Colonels' right-hander. Gibson Long outstanding today. He'll exit in line for the win. 0-1. Just missing outside there on the slider at 83 from Derek Molina. One ball and one strike. Molina from Atwater, California, drafted in the 14th round of the 2017 draft from Merced College. 1-1. Jew sends this out towards center. It's a long run back for Holland towards the wall. He leaps and he can't reel it in. It'll bounce off the ivy and roll towards second. Holland racing up. He'll pick it up and fire in a strike towards third. Jew will hold it second with a double. Putting a charge into that baseball out to deep center field. Tommy Jew is aboard at second base after his first double here of 2022. Camargo goes out to chat with Molina to go over the signs with the man on second. Mason Wynn will bat 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout.
Now batting the shortstop, number 7, Mason
Wynn. Tommy Jew, his first double of the season. For Molina this year, 8 appearances, a 3.38 earned run average. 10 strikeouts to 5 walks over 8 innings of work. Molina with a look back at second. He'll kick and go. This ball bounced towards the left side. Wander will glove. He'll fire to third. The tag by Encarnacion Strand. And the Colonels cut down Jew at third. That's the second time Cedar Rapids has made a heads-up play on a runner breaking ahead to an extra base. Javier alertly throwing a strike there to Encarnacion Strand to get the out at third. 6-5 on that fielder's choice. Jew is tagged down. Now Mike Antico with Mason Wynn at first and one down. Really alert defense by Cedar Rapids here today. Molina from the belt, kicks, goes, and shoots the outside corner at 92. And to Mike Antico. A season for Molina. Last outing was scoreless. A couple of strikeouts, working around a walk back on May 10. 0-1 from Demo. This ball grounded towards short and past Wander, just off his glove. It'll be knocked down by Fedko, who falls down. He throws to second, turning a third win. Now Prado's throw home is not in time, and Peoria is on the board. All sorts of ugly there for Cedar Rapids. Kyler Fedko fell down as he went over to pick up that baseball. Instead of letting Holland throw it standing up, Fedko threw it from his backside towards second. Mason Wynn never stopped running. Boy, an ugly play. I don't know how that'll be scored. Maybe an error on Javier. That ball off the bat of Antico. Aaron Antonini will step in. They do give a single there to Antico. The first offering here cut on through by Aaron Antonini. No balls and a strike. Now a 2-1 ball game. One down, the tying run on second for Peoria. The Colonels ahead by a run. The 0-1 to Antonini sent high in the air. Foul ground left side. It's a long run for Encarnacion Strand, and that will land foul. 0-2. No balls and two strikes from Derek Molina to Aaron Antonini. A wild last play. That wasn't a pretty play by Fedko out and left. Falling down and then throwing the ball from his backside. It's Fedko's error as it scored. 0-2. Missing downstairs there from Molina on the curveball. 1-2 here to Antonini. It's a single for Antico. Mason Wynn scoring. Antico to second. Fielding error there for Fedko. The second error of the game on the Colonels. His second in as many days. 1-2 high and outside. Now 2-2 on Antonini. We knew with Fedko the glove was behind the bat. He had an error yesterday, a throwing error out in right, and then a fielding error today in left. Two balls and two strikes on the way from Derek Molina here to Aaron Antonini. Demo kicks and goes. Now Antonini sends a ball out towards right center field. Holland racing over. He'll make the catch in the alley for out number 2. Tagging from second is Antico. Tollins' throw goes into second base. It's a fly out off the bat of Antonini. Move up Mason Wynn to third base. The tying run 90 feet from scoring here with two down, and now LJ Jones. Jones 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout. It's Derek Molina with the glove at the belt. Peers in for Cedar Rapids. He'll kick and go. Good curveball over for strike one there on Jones. Jones, the right-handed bat for the Peoria Chiefs. 0-1 on the way here from Molina. Looks like a cutter maybe off the plate. 1-1. Cut to that fastball anyway for Demo. One run here in the inning off of Molina. One ball and one strike. Molina here to LJ Jones. This ball poked out towards right field. Willie Joe coming in. Glove up, and he'll put the squeeze on it for out number three. Colonels stay in front here in the sixth. We move along to the seventh. Fetko, Soleri, and Gary Jr. Peoria gets on the board thanks to an error. We'll be back in a bit. 2-1, the Colonels out in front.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's gonna change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're gonna bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey fans, this is strength and conditioning coach Jake Needham, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Top of seven here for us on the Colonels Baseball Network. 2-1 your score. The Cedar Rapids Colonels lead the Peoria Chiefs as Peoria got a run in the seventh off of Derek Molina. The first offering here to Kyler Fetko. This is Jack in the outside corner. New left-hander into the ballgame for the Peoria Chiefs, that being John Beller. Comes into the game here in the seventh as he misses downstairs. 1-1 now on Fetko. Seen Beller in the series. Southpaw working here against Kyler Fetko. One ball, one strike. Big swing and a miss now, 1-2. Beller, the 23-year-old Southpaw, originally from L.A., pitched at USC. This season a 2.40 ERA over 15 innings of work. 16 strikeouts, 5 walks for the Southpaw. Fetko digs back in. One ball and two strikes here from Beller. Fetko reaches out and sends this ball out towards left. Kind of hanging up there, though, for Jew as he'll get back underneath and make the play for out number one. Pretty good wood on that one for Fetko. And now Alaric Soleri will bat. Soleri 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a triple. Scored the game's first run on a Little League home run. Soleri with a triple and then the throw from Hernandez to third base. went out of play, allowing Solari to take home. There's ball one downstairs from Beller. One and oh here on Al Solari. Alaric takes strike one at the knees. For the Colonels, two runs on five hits, two errors and three left on. Peoria with a run on four hits, one error, and they have left on three men here today. One and one to Al. Down and in now, two and one. Around the rest of the Twins organization today, the Minnesota Twins are playing host to the Cleveland Guardians tonight. And it's all tied up at one at Target Field. Two balls and a strike to Solari. There's strike two in the end. Gio Urshela with his second home run of the season. A solo shot off of Shane Bieber. Devin Smeltzer really good for the Twins today. Five innings of one-run ball, two Ks, two walks, three hits. Two and two here to Solari. Bounce towards third, picked up by Chambers. He'll toss across for out number two. So Solari bounces out for the second out of the inning, and here is Willie Joe Gary Jr.
Now batting the right fielder, number four, Willie Joe
Gary Jr. Willie Joe, 0 for 2, twice the strikeout victim of Gordon Graceffo today. St. Paul and Columbus were rained out in AA Wichita. It's 6-6 between the Wind Surge and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Strike one to Willie Joe on the outside corner. Spencer Steer just keeps on hitting for Wichita. Ball one down and outside. The former Colonel 2-for-4 today with a home run and three RBI. Chris Williams 1-for-3 today with a two-run homer as well. One ball and a strike here to Willie Joe. Off the plate. Now two balls and a strike. Blaine Enlau made his first appearance of the season for Wichita. 3 2/3. Six strikeouts, no walks, two earned runs on five hits. Ball three down low on Willie Joe. Chris Vallemont got knocked around in Wichita. Four walks, three hits, three runs, and 1 2/3. Three balls and a strike. Willie Joe looks at a good curveball now, 3-2. And in Fort Myers, the Mighty Muscles took care of the Palm Beach Cardinals, 10-4. Payoff pitch before that, time call. Emmanuel Rodriguez had a great game, 3-for-4. Three runs scored and an RBI. Willie Joe swinging a miss there, a breaking ball down and away. John Beller ends up going 3-3 down in the seventh. Time to stretch. The Colonels leading 2-1 over Peoria right here on your home for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The Colonels Baseball Network. Demo back on the hill when we come back.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
You won't read about my mom in the history books. But she's gonna change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're gonna bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Hey fans, this is athletic trainer Randy Yang, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Matt Chamberlain will lead things off for Peoria, 5-6-7 here in the home half of 7. Derek Molina back on the mound for the Colonels. There's strike one on the inside corner. Starting him off with a changeup at 85. 5 hits today for the Colonels, 4 for Peoria. 2-1 Cedar Rapids here. The no ball, one strike offering from Derek Molina here to Matt Chamberlain. Called strike two in the edge. Right back with a fastball at 93. 5-6-7 for Peoria. Chamberlain 1-for-2. A single today in his last at bat. No balls, two strikes. The right-hander Molina ready here. He'll kick and go. This ball lifted out towards left center field. Will Holland tracking to his right. He'll put the glove up and put it away for out number one. Chamberlain flies out. He'll bring up Francisco Hernandez. 0-for-2 with two strikeouts today. It's a very good pitching matchup for us. Gordon Graceffo of Peoria went 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs. Just one was earned. Walked one and struck out 5. Sawyer Gibson Long, 5 scoreless, 2 hits, no walks, 7 Ks. Derek Molina kicks and fires, bounced over the mound. Here's Prado. He'll glove behind the second base bag and throw onto first for out number 2. Quick pair of outs here for Derek Molina. Now Mac Chambers will bat 0-for-2. He's reached on an error and grounded out today. If you're the Colonels here, I'm sure you'd like Molina get the 6th and the 7th. Maybe Bentley, the 8th and the 9th. Or have somebody else get the 8th inning. Right now, I'd assume that Bentley would be the guy to get the save opportunities for Cedar Rapids. Bentley would be available today. Big swing and a miss by Chambers, 0-1. Molina allowed one run in the 6th. No balls and a strike here from the Colonel's right-hander. Demo gets a sign he wants. Jair setting up outer half. Here's the 0-1. Off the plate now. One ball and a strike. One ball, one strike, two down. Molina here with the glove at the belt. A kick in deal. Big swing and a miss. They had a very good changeup at 85. Chambers eating out of his hand here. Demo, a long look in. It's a sign that he wants from Jair, and here comes the 1-2 to Mac Chambers. Poked towards foul ground behind home plate. Jair coming in, and he'll make a nice basket catch for out number 3. That'll do it here for the 7th. We move along to the 8th. How about Demo? Derek Molina with a very nice 3-up, 3-down 7th inning. He does it on just 8 pitches. Holland, Prado, and Encarnacion Strand when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 2-1 Cedar Rapids.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches. Goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
We move along to the eighth inning here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Will Holland will step in. Bat against John Beller here in the eighth inning as he looks at strike one on the inside corner. 0-1 here to Will Holland, followed by Prado and Encarnacion Strand. Holland rips a ball foul. Count goes to 0-2 here on Will Holland. Right-hander begins to warm for Cedar Rapids down in their bullpen. It looks like Tyler Paul. John Beller will get a new baseball. Throw up the rubber here. 0-2 here on the way to Will Holland. 1-for-2 today. He had the first hit off of Graceffo. And the 0-2 runs in and hits Holland. Breaking ball that broke a bit too much. Catching Holland on the front leg for hit by pitch. Will Holland aboard for the second time today. Now Anthony Prado. 0-for-3, a strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out today. 5 hits for the Colonels. They've left 3 men on base here this evening. Today with runners in scoring position, Cedar Rapids 1-for-1. First offering it to Prado, misses up and away, 0-1, 1-0 rather. Peoria is 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position tonight. Had their opportunities, but Colonels have done a really good job of bearing down against Peoria. 1-0 fouled away by Prado. Tyler Palm up in the Colonels' bullpen. Might be asked to get the eighth inning tonight. Looks like Derek Molina's day is done. 1-1 from Beller here to Prado. Up high now, 2-1. It'll be Francisco, Jew, and Wynn in the eighth for Peoria. Colonel certainly wouldn't mind tacking on some insurance here against the left-hander John Beller. Holland off first. Here comes the 2-1 from the southpaw. Before that, he'll check over to first. An uncomfortable toss over to first base, it looked like there for Beller. 2-1 here to Anthony Prado. Glove at the belt. Long pause, now he goes. Prado fouls this away. Gonna run the count even here at 2-2. Top of 8 here in Peoria. The Colonels are looking for their 23rd win of the season. Also looking to lock in another series victory. 2-2. Prado fouls it back. Keeping the count even here at 2-2. Colonels have been very successful this season in series. They are 4-0-1. One series split, 4 series wins. Already guaranteed at least a split in this series by winning the first 3 games. 2-2 here to Prado. Called strike 3, a backdoor breaking ball. Prado will go down on strikes, and that'll bring us to Christian Encarnacion Strand. 0-for-3 today with a couple of ground outs and a flyout. John Beller will toe up the rubber. For Peoria, Will Holland over there at first. Beller with a glove at the belt. Kicks and goes. This ball wrapped towards the left side. Backhanded by Wynn. He fires on to second in time to get Holland for the second out. Holland has a ton of speed. That's Wynn showing off his 80 grade arm. Throwing a missile to second base to get that lead runner for out number 2. Aaron Sabato now for the Colonels. 2-for-3. Sabato with a single and a double in his last 2 at-bats. Encarnacion Strand off of Ferns. First offering here from Beller is a breaking ball over for strike 1. Sabato has 1 3-hit game this season. Actually, I take that back. No three-hit games yet this year as he fouls away the 0-1, now 0-2. Sabato has three multi-hit games entering play today. Four two-hit games now with this 2-for-3 showing tonight. Palm ready in the bullpen for the Colonels. He'd likely get the eighth. 0-2 from Beller to Aaron Sabato with Encarnacion strained off the first base bag. Called strike three on the outside corner. Sabato goes down on three pitches, and we move along to the home half of the eighth. Francisco, Jew and Wynn, 8-9 at top for the Peoria Chiefs. Home half of eight. Your Colonels on top, 2-1 over Peoria.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Palm, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Tyler Palm will take the rubber here for Cedar Rapids in the home half of the eighth inning, getting a leverage spot for CR, the 6'9", 226-pound right-handed hurler from West Branch, Michigan. 27 years old, a sinker, slider, and a changeup mix for Palm. First pitch fastball there on the outside corner for strike one at 92 to Thomas Francisco. Palm, six appearances this year, 8 1/3 innings, 5 earned runs, a 5.40 ERA. 0-1, reached out on a tapped foul there on the changeup. 9 strikeouts to 6 walks for Palm. Back-to-back scoreless outings for T-Paul. Oh, and two from Palm to Francisco. Right-hander kicks and fires. Sit down. He freezes him on the slider. Therefore, out number one, Palm putting away Francisco on three pitches. That'll bring us to Tommy Jew, 1-for-2 today with a double and a strikeout. Denny Bentley up in the Colonel's pen. Likely to get the ninth inning here tonight. Tyler Palm looking in here on Tommy Jew. Palm with the glove at the belt. Kicks and goes. There's strike one. Good slider at 84 to start off Jew. You'd think, too, potentially if Jew or Wynn were to reach against Palm, Bentley might get Antico or Antonini. 0-1 off the plate. 92 there from Palm. Now one ball and one strike. Here to the right-handed hitting Tommy Jew. Jew doubled off the center field wall in his last at bat. 1-1 fouled away. Count moves here to 1-2 from Tyler Palm. Palm in a position to get a hold. Derek Molina picked up his second hold of the season with a couple of good innings tonight. 1-2 slider upstairs there for Palm at 85. Right-hander beginning to warm down in the pen for Peoria. Might be Solano. 2-2. Sit down. Palm puts away Drew. A big wave and a miss at a slider. Back-to-back strikeouts for Palm here in the eighth. And now Mason Wynn. Wynn 1-for-3, a double, a strikeout, and a fielder's choice. Tyler Palm toes up the rubber and looks on in. Right-hander at the ready with the glove at the belt. Kicks and goes. Missing outside. 1-0 here to win. Time is called as a baseball from the Peoria bullpen got into right field. Willie Joe has to go track that down and send it back into the pen for Peoria. 1-0. Here from Tyler Palm to Mason Wynn. Colonel's right-hander rocks and deals. Just missing low. Now 2-0. 82 on that slide piece from Paul. Tall right-hander will tow the rubber back up. Ready here on the 2-0. Lifted foul. Nice play made by a fan down there to pick up that foul ball. Two balls and a strike here on the way to Mason Wynn. Called strike two in the inside edge. A good slider there. Palm working right back into the count as he runs it even. Two balls, two strikes, two away here, home half of eight. Tyler Palm, the glove at the belt, he'll kick and go. Down and away on the slide piece, now 3-2. Mike Antico on deck here for Peoria. Palm ready here on the payoff pitch. Fouled away by Wynn. Count remains full here at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two down here in the eighth. Palm from the stretch here for Cedar Rapids. Fouled off of Camargo. Keep the count at 3-2. Home plate umpire Justin Jusko will wipe off the plate, making sure Camargo gets a little bit of time to take a breath and collect himself. Three balls, two strikes, two down here in the home half of the eighth inning. Palm with a nod. He is ready again here on the payoff pitch to win. Wave and a miss. Tyler Palm strikes out the side here in the eighth. All of them on sliders. As we move along to the top half of the ninth, Camargo, Javier, and Fetco. Cedar Rapids on top, 2-1 here over the Peoria Chiefs.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me? And you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union, every Thursday home game.
The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches. Goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Jair Camargo and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of nine here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Jair Camargo, Wander Javier, and Kyler Fedko. Two up for Cedar Rapids here in the ninth against Emmanuel Solano. Comes into pitch for the Peoria Chiefs. And the first offering here to Jair. Bounced to short, went over to his left, gloves, and throws wildly. And now Jair turning towards second. He'll then loop right back around to the bag. He'll reach on that throwing error by Mason Wynn. Second error of the game here on the Peoria Chiefs as Jair Camargo reaches for the second time today. Two errors on both sides. Two runs on five hits, two errors and four left on for the Colonels. One run on four hits, two errors and three men left aboard for the Peoria Chiefs. Wander Javier will bat here for the Colonels. 0 for 2 with a walk, a ground out, and a flyout. Manuel Solano kicks and goes. First offering is a strike on the outside edge. Solano from Santo Domingo Oeste in the Dominican Republic. 6.35 ERA. Wander, a bouncing ball to short, picked up by Wynn on a second for one. The relay on to first is in time. 6-4-3 on that double play. Well, just like that, Mason Wynn makes up for that error and gets a good, good feed there to second. Hernandez with a good turn on the back end. Solano, 5 2/3 innings this season, coming into play today. 6 hits, 5 walks, 7 Ks. 8 runs, just 4 of them earned, though. Kyler Fedko will bat now here against Solano. Kyler calls for time prior to the pitch. Solano ready, he'll kick and fire. Outside, 1-0 here on Fedko. One ball and no strikes from Emmanuel Solano. Right-hander kicks and fires. Now Fedko laces a base hit into right. Kyler Fedko stays hot. He's now 1-for-4 today. That's single, ripping it through the right side. Fedko on here for Alaric Soleri with two down in the ninth. Fedko extends his hitting streak to 3 games, an on-base streak to 7 games. That's including his time in Fort Myers. Alaric Soleri digs on in here, 1-for-3 with a strikeout, a triple, and a ground out today. First offering from Solano is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Here to the right-handed hitting Alaric Soleri. Fedko off of first here for Cedar Rapids. They'll check on him. He's back in with a head first dive. Soleri with that triple has raised his average up to 148. Oh, 1 skips off the mitt of Antonini on a pitch that missed high and away. Fedko a big turn at second. He'll apply the brakes and head back to the bag. Probably a wild pitch there. Antonini had to reach far across his body to get to that one. Could give it a passed ball as well. Around the rest of the Midwest League here tonight, couple of final scores. South Bend over Fort Wayne, 11-7. Beloit came back and beat West Michigan in 10, 4-2. Great Lakes defeated Lake County, 8-2. That game is in the ninth right now. 8-2 Great Lakes over Lake County. 1-1 down and away on Solari now, 2-1. Top of 8, Lansing leads Dayton, 7-6. And in the 7th, Quad Cities leads Wisconsin, 7-4. Antonini heads out to the mound to chat with Solano. Solano, the right-hander for Peoria. He was one of the Chiefs' most consistent relievers last season. Was once a starter. He's a New York Penn Pitcher of the Week back in August of 2019. Two balls and a strike here to Soleri from Emmanuel Solano. Base hit up the middle. Off the bat is Soleri. Fedko waved around third base. Here's the throw from Antico. It's way over home plate as it'll go all the way to the backstop, and Soleri will head to second. Don't think there'll be an error there on Antico. Soleri was turning at first regardless on that throw. Cedar Rapids leads now 3-1 on an RBI single by Alaric Soleri. Multi-hit game for Al. Fedko scoring, Soleri to second on the throw. For Alaric Solari, he has his first multi-hit game of the season. Two-knock game for Solari, 2-for-4 with a triple and that RBI single. Knocks in his fourth run of the season. Willie Joe digging in, and he'll take ball one off the plate here from Solano. 2-away, top of 9. 3-1 now, Cedar Rapids leading Peoria. 1-0 here from Solano. There's strike one on the edge. Now one ball and a strike from Emmanuel Solano. Solari in that leadoff of second. Off the plate on a breaking ball, 2-1 from Solano. Great opportunity here for the Colonels to get one more insurance run off of this Chiefs pitching staff. Give Denny Bentley some more room to work. 2-1 off the plate to Willie Joe. The right-hander Solano ready now on a 3-ball, 1-strike offering to Willie Joe Gary Jr. Ball 4 off the plate, and now Holland will bat with 2 men on and 2 down. Solano struggling here, and now Edwin Moreno will go out to chat with his right-hander. The Colonels leading the Chiefs 3-1. Cedar Rapids scoring 1 in the 5th inning. Back at your Colonels scoring summary. In the 5th, Alex Solari tripled, and then a throwing error by Francisco Hernandez allowed him to score on what ended up being a Little League home run. In the 6th inning, the Colonels got another run. Sabato doubling with 2 down, then Camargo laced an RBI single to left, making it 2-0. And then here in this inning, in the 9th, Camargo reaching on an error, then a double play. The inning looked to be pretty quick to being over for Solano, but then the last 3 men have reached. A single for Fedco. He moved to second on a wild pitch. Solari singled him home, and now Willie Joe just drew a walk. 3-1, Cedar Rapids leads Peoria. Holland looks at strike one on the outside edge. 0-1 from Emmanuel Solano here to Will Holland. Right-hander kicks and goes way outside. A nice play by Antonini to lunge out and pull in that baseball. The lone run for Peoria coming on in the 6th inning. One ball and a strike. Solano here to Holland. Now Will sends a ball out towards left. This ball ducking down, and it's in for a base hit. Turning a third and scoring is Solari. Cedar Rapids now leads 4-1 over Peoria. A bloop single for Will Holland is a multi-hit game here today for Cedar Rapids. Solari scoring. Joe Gary to second. 2 men are on with 2 down now for Anthony Prado. Holland with his 8th RBI of the season. It's his 7th multi-hit game of the year. 2-for-3 now here today. Prado steps in against Solano. 8 hits for the Colonels. Now Prado sends a ball very deep out to right field. Chamberlain racing back, looking up at the wall. Is that off the wall? It is. Off the top of the wall, is it? No, it is gone. Bombs away. Anthony Prado with a 3-run homer. It deflected right off the top of that fencing that's just above the yellow line. Anthony Prado with a 3-run home run. And Cedar Rapids leads now 7-1 over Peoria. Prado going the other way for his 5th home run of the season. RBI number 22, 23, and 24. 7-1 Colonels, they blow this one open. Now Encarnacion Strand takes ball one inside. A 5-spot here in the 9th, turning what was a thrilling one-run contest into a bit of a barn burner. Encarnacion Strand chops this to short, backhanded by Wynn, his throw to first in time for out number 3. a five spot here in the ninth for Cedar Rapids. Prado with a three-run homer. And we move along to the home half of nine. Antico, Antonini, and Jones. Denny Bentley will come on for Cedar Rapids, looking to finish out the ball game when we return.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Let's get it started in here.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game. Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Denny Bentley, and you are listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
A five spot in the ninth inning for Cedar Rapids makes this a six-run ball game, 7-1. Cedar Rapids out in front, seven runs on nine hits, two errors, and four left on for the Colonels. One run on four hits, two errors, and three left on for the Peoria Chiefs. Tyler Palm gives way to Denny Bentley here in the home half of the ninth inning. Denny Bentley for Cedar Rapids goes fastball, slider, curveball, and a changeup for Denny Bentley. Four-seam fastball, that circle chain. He has been very good for the Colonels this year. 10 appearances, 1-1 with a couple of holds, a 3.14 ERA for Bentley. So work on Mike Antico, who shows bunt, pulls back and takes strike one on the outside corner. 92 on that Bentley fastball. Over his last five outings, 12 strikeouts, no walks, over seven innings of work for Bentley. Ball lifted into the air, left side here on the 0-1. Back on it is Wander Javier. He'll get underneath and make the grab. Four out number one, Antico flies out. Bentley two outs away from slamming the door on another ball game here tonight. Bentley has been busy in terms of finishing off games lately for the Colonels. Four games finished off over his last five outings. First offering here from Bentley. There's a strike in the outside corner to Aaron Antonini. Two lefties, then a righty. Bentley has been very good against lefties. 182 batting average against for left-handed bats. The 0-1, there's strike two on the edge. Slider there at 82. Bentley is kind of, by virtue of being the only left-hander on the roster, the Colonel's main bullpen arm against left-handed hitters. 0-2, slider, tap, fell. He's the only left-hander in the bullpen. Of course, the Colonels have four lefties in their starting rotation. Povich, Rozak, Hedrick. The 0-2 lifted out into center field. Holland won't be able to get to it as that'll land in front of him for a base hit. Antonini aboard with a one-out single here against Denny Bentley. Three lefties in the starting rotation for the Colonels with Povich, Rozak, and Hedrick. LJ Jones digs in. Denny Bentley toes up the rubber here against LJ Jones now. Six-run lead for Cedar Rapids. There's strike one on the inside edge. Entering play here today, the Colonels had a plus 58 run differential. That led the league by 35 runs. 0-1 here from Denny. Just misses low. Now one ball and a strike. Solano knocked around here in the ninth inning at five spot. All five runs with two outs. Off of Solano. One ball and one strike here from Bentley. Jones fouls this our way and out of play. Now 1-2. Assuming Bentley is able to get these final two outs for the Colonels, Cedar Rapids would have earned another series win here in 2022. Be their fifth series win of the season. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Down goes Jones, chasing that slider down and in. Two outs now for Bentley. One left to get as Matt Chamberlain will step into the batter's box. Colonels looking to improve to 23-9. Peoria would fall to 13-19. Colonels would have won 8 of their last 10. The win here tonight. Bentley looking over to first. Antonini, no threat with a very short lead. There's ball one on a slider from Bentley. Gibson Long was stellar tonight. Five scoreless, two hits, no walks, seven Ks. Alex Solari with a Little League home run in the fifth. Triple and an error to allow him to score. Camargo with an RBI single in the sixth. 1-0, there's strike one on the inside corner. The lone run came off of Derek Molina, who was otherwise very sharp. He earns a hold tonight with two innings of one-run ball. Tyler Palm with a hold in the eighth, striking out the side. 1-1 here from Bentley. Just misses the outside corner as the count goes to 2-1. Here on Matt Chamberlain. No longer holding Antonini on. Over there at first, he can take as big of a lead as he wants. The 2-1. Grounded towards the right side. Here's Prado. He'll glove, gather, and throw. Ball game. Cedar Rapids takes care of Peoria 7-1 year final here in game five. The Colonels will pick up the series win. They'll lock that one in, taking a 4-1 series lead. It is another series win for the Colonels. Now they are 5-0-1 in series here in 2022. They improved to 23-9. Peoria falling to 13-19. 7-1 is your final. The winning pitcher is Sawyer Gibson Long. Gordon Graceffo taking the loss. Colonels with a fun one here tonight. 5 in the ninth to put it out of reach. Denny Bentley finishing things off on the back end. We'll be back in a bit with your Colonels postgame report right here on the home of the Colonels all season long, Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, be your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels fans, tune in 30 minutes prior to first pitch to catch the Colonels Leadoff Show, hosted by the voice of the Colonels, Thomas Breach. The Colonels Leadoff Show features interviews with Cedar Rapids coaches and players, special guest appearances, in-depth analysis, and more. Don't miss the Colonels Leadoff Show, airing live 30 minutes before every Colonels game.
Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey, fans, this is Sawyer Gibson Long, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are winners here tonight in Peoria. 7-1 is your final in Game 5 of this six-game series. The Colonels are in their fifth series win here of 2022. 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors, and 4 left on. Peoria, 1 run on 5 hits, 2 errors, and 4 men left aboard. Man, you just heard from Sawyer Gibson Long was absolutely brilliant here tonight, battling the best pitcher in the Midwest League, numbers-wise anyway, in Gordon Graceffo. Sawyer Gibson Long was simply better. 5 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts, just 2 hits and no walks for Sawyer Gibson Long. His strategy today was exactly what has worked for him all season. He pounds the zone, 78% first pitch strikes, 43 of 62 pitches here today were strikes for Sawyer Gibson Long. He also had 11 swinging strikes, picking up a lot of whiffs with his good stuff. His slider was on point today. A really, really good start from Sawyer Gibson Long. Gordon Graceffo was strong as well for Peoria. Just Gibson Long was a little bit better. Graceffo, 6 innings of 5 hit, 2 run baseball. Just 1 was earned. He struck out 5 and walked 1. A look at your scoring summary here tonight. In the 5th, the Colonels finally struck first. Alex Solari with a triple down the right field line. He then came across on a throwing error by Francisco Hernandez. As Solari was racing to third, Hernandez took the cutoff throw and fired it into the stands. It deflected perfectly back to third, but it did indeed go off of something that was out of play, off the wall behind the wall that keeps balls in play. So that went out of play, allowing Solari to come home unscathed on what is a little league home run, a triple, then an error for Solari. The Colonels wouldn't have to wait long to pick up their second run of the game. In the 6th inning, Aaron Sabato laced a 2-out double down the left field line. Then 2 pitches later, Jair Camargo ripped a scalding 115-mile-an-hour single into left to plate Sabato and make it 2-0 Cedar Rapids. The Peoria Chiefs would get a run back in the 6th. Mason Wynn reaching on a fielder's choice, then scoring on a single with an error off the bat of Mike Antico, an error by Fedko, booting the ball around a little bit and allowing Wynn to come home and score. Derek Molina, though, did go the 7th inning scoreless, throwing very well for Cedar Rapids. Tyler Palm struck out the side in the 8th, sending us to the 9th in what was a nail-biting one-run contest with the Colonels out in front 2-1. Then, with 2 outs again, Cedar Rapids kept getting those 2-out opportunities cashed in. Kyler Fedko with a single, then he moved to 2nd on a wild pitch. Alex Solari singled home Fedko, then Willie Joe Gary Jr. drew a walk. Will Holland dumped a single into left to plate Solari. Then Anthony Prado unloaded on a 3-run home run out to deep right field, making it 7-1 Cedar Rapids. 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors and 4 left for the Colonels. 1 run on 5 hits, 2 errors and 4 left on for Peoria. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is a proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 165 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 165 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Planting for Plates campaign. Look at your box score today here for the Colonels. Couple of multi-hit efforts. Aaron Sabato goes 2-for-4 with a run scored and a double. Alex Solari 1-for-4 with 2 runs scored, a triple, and an RBI. Will Holland 2-for-3 here tonight with a run scored and an RBI. Anthony Prado goes 1-for-5 with a 3-run home run. On the pitching side of things, earning the win for the Colonels is Sawyer Gibson Long. He improves to 2-1, 5 scoreless innings, a 2-hit ball, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. Derek Molina picks up his 2nd hold of the year, 2 innings, a 1-run ball, 2 hits, no walks, and no punchouts. Tyler Palm caved the side in the 8th to earn his first hold of 2022. Then Denny Bentley finished things out in the 9th, working a scoreless inning, allowing just 1 hit and no walks while striking out 1. Again, earning the win is Sawyer Gibson Long as he improves to 2-1 on the year. Gordon Graceffo falls to 2-2 as he'll be hit with the loss. No saves here today, but holds do go to Derek Molina. and Tyler Palm. The Colonels lead all of the Midwest League in holds, and they just keep adding to that total here tonight. A really, really fun ball game for the Colonels, winning 7-1 over Peoria. We'll give you a look around the rest of the Midwest League here this evening. A few finals already. Fort Wayne falling to South Bend, 11-7. Great Lakes, 8-2 over Lake County on the road. Beloit came back on the road and beat West Michigan 4-2. Dayton right now trailing 8-6 in Lansing. Wisconsin just took back the lead against Quad Cities. It's 8-7 in the home half of the eighth in Davenport. And, of course, here in Peoria, 7-1, your final, the Colonels with the win over the Chiefs. The Colonels improved to 23-9, Peoria falling to 13-19. Cedar Rapids has won 8 of 10, and tomorrow they'll go for a 5-1 series win. We'll have a 1:35 p.m. first pitch here tomorrow in Peoria. John Stankwitz goes against Dionis Rodriguez. Stankwitz making his first start as a Cedar Rapids Colonel after a brilliant relief outing where he threw 5 scoreless. So Stankwitz making his first start as a Colonel tomorrow, looking for his 5th win overall here in 2022. 1:35 p.m. first pitch, a 1:05 p.m. Colonels leadoff show. Great ball game on tap for us tomorrow here at Dozier Park. Once again, the Colonels win 7-1. They improve the record to 23-9. Peoria falls to 13-19. Cedar Rapids, red hot once again. They've won 8 of their last 10. The pitching remains strong, the hitting timely, and the Colonels look forward to trying to take 5 of 6 here against Peoria tomorrow at 1:35. From Dozier Park here in Peoria, Illinois, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.